In January, Westchester County implemented a new marijuana prosecution policy. The possession of 2 ounces or less of marijuana no longer results in a criminal conviction. On July 29th, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation further decriminalizing marijuana use in the state. I spoke with Westchester County District Attorney Anthony Scarpino about whether the new state law affects county policy.
The state policy is more restrictive. We are not going to be prosecuting possessions of small amounts of marijuana for personal use at all. And if they are smoking it or burning it in public, we are treating it as a violation. At the state level, they have modified that so that the simple possession about 28 grams would be treated as a violation, which is non-criminal. But we are, more permissive in regards to it. We're not changing our policy.
To be clear, the difference is that the Westchester District Attorney's Office will not prosecute possession of less than 2 ounces of marijuana, while under state law, possession of less than an ounce will be treated as a violation, resulting in a fine on conviction, but not a criminal charge.
You know, our feelings were when we passed this, created this policy, that it was important for us to take steps without waiting for the state legislature. We didn't know what their timetable was going to be. They have, so we deviated from the existing law prior to their changes, and we're continuing to be more progressive in regards to that now. One thing that the state decriminalization has done, which we are very pleased that they handled, is involving the possible expungement of prior arrest records for these types of violations. Because it was without state legislation to do it, there was is virtually a very complicated process to try to enable individuals to expunge those records. And by doing it statewide, it now makes the Office of Court Administration to be working very closely, with other state agencies to notify individuals and allow an expungement equally throughout the state. Without their expungement regulations that have changed, the DA would have to go to individual courts and make an application for an expungement, and individual judges could have different opinions. Now that will not be the case. So we are pleased with the decriminalization actions that occurred at the state level dealing with the expungement.
Scarpino, a Democrat first elected in 2016, says his office prosecutes about 30,000 criminal cases annually, including ones that are drug-related. He believes county policy has had a positive effect.
Well, I think we've seen some reduction in that regard. Since we're not prosecuting them, I know initially there were some law enforcement agencies that continued to make the arrests, but it's in full swing here. So there is a drop based upon the policy that we've had. But I would suggest to you that there were a certain amount of cases, but it isn't making a wide path in regards to the number of cases that we prosecute. We still prosecute 30,000 cases a year.
And what is your hope as more time goes by?
Well, my hope, as time goes by, is that, the whole goal of the decriminalization is the feeling that the impact that was occurring to certain communities, the collateral damage that was happening to these individuals that were being arrested for B misdemeanor types charges for possession of small amounts of marijuana, was preventing them from being able to go to college, get student loans, get public housing, and become a barber, get a license. And so that impact now is going to be reduced. Whether it's under my policy or the state policy, it will be non-criminal. Under the state policy, even though they may authorize the prosecution, it'd be prosecution as a violation, which is non-criminal. So I think it's going to have a good impact on the communities in which it has been had the greatest impact.
Cuomo said state law had disproportionately affected African American and Latino communities. Meantime, state lawmakers did not support the legalization of adult-use recreational marijuana during the session that ended in June, but plan to return with attention to the topic next year. Scarpino believes it was wise to hold off on such legislation.
Well, I think it was a wise decision not to to legalize it at this point in time, because there has to be a lot more discussion going on. This is a much more complicated issue than, you know, certain folks are trying to push. You know, there are issues that deal with mental health, law enforcement, zoning, community reactions, the opting out of certain counties within the state, even if they pass legislation as to whether they would authorize the sale of it in their counties. It is very complicated. As on a law enforcement end, I have very serious concerns on how you are how we could prosecute individuals that are driving under the influence of marijuana. It's almost impossible for us to prosecute them now. Some sort of steps have to be taken to make this, make sure that the roads are safe. We can do it when it's alcohol, but with marijuana, we don't have the technical capability of addressing that issue. But it's very complicated, the you know, marijuana sales and how it's going to play out. And we think it's best for the legislature to have a big, long debate on this and address it and hear from the different counties and the different communities.
Anthony Scarpino is Westchester County District Attorney. The state decriminalization law goes into effect August 28th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.